Those are some of the things which we are doing, and that's why then we call it show and tell. So that, because most of the times, if you saw something, it will be hard for you to forget it. So that's why then we are showing and telling at the same time.
On the mentioning of schools, could you detail the criteria used for selecting the participating schools and learners to ensure maximum reach and alignment with the program's intended beneficiaries?
We have everlasting relationship with Department of Education. Most of the times we rely on the Department of Education to identify schools. As you may know, aviation is a niche industry. So now at the same time we are making sure that we are promoting STEM subjects, your science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and others, in order for learners to pursue careers in which are STEM related. So that's why then Department of Basic Education plays an important role when it comes to identifying these schools, and they will be providing them that these are learners who are from previously disadvantaged, but also not only previously disadvantaged, but also the deserving learners who are interested in aviation. Then that's when then also we make sure that the Department of Basic Education plays an important role to make sure that all these learners are the ones who are selected. And as CAA, then we come and we collaborate with the likes of AXA, the likes of ATNS, South African Weather Service, and others such as airlines, in order for us to collaborate to make sure that we show and tell to all learners on how now this interlinked and interrelated the aviation system is.
On that note, how does the SACAA ensure that the tours provide a balanced representations of careers, including technical, regulatory, and operational rules, rather than focusing solely on high visible positions?
You know, in aviation, we've got over 45 career opportunities. So that's where also the balancing comes in, to ensure that it should not only be about technically related subjects or technical related areas, but then there are also areas where you will find like aviation lawyer, aviation doctor, aviation economist, so aviation photographer. So that's where then now we also make sure that we balance this, that it should not always be about technically related areas, but then also those ones who are more interested in other non-technical areas, they are also a key.